once the cell decay parameters are calculated, and here I've gone ahead and calculated the cell decay parameters for the June 18 cell, the third step is to calculate the flipper states. The first thing to do is define a field condition. In general, the field states will be dependent on the field condition at the sample. In this experiment, there's actually four different field states. So for the first one, I'll enter the field state. And then select that state. And again, you'll need to enter any of the columns that are looking for run numbers for each of these transmission measurements. Again, the number one will include that in the averaging. And finally, you do actually need to enter the cell name, because the state does depend on what cell is actually used. And the cell name must be exactly the same as you entered previously. I actually have two values at this state. And that is 110, 111. 108, 109, 66, and I want to include that as well. So, to do the calculation, click on Do Average, and it calculates the values of the flipper states and the associated errors. If you need to manipulate any of the table values by manually entering values for the polarization, or adjusting the rows, they can be done here, same as they can be done on other panels. We do want to save the state just to make sure we don't lose the information and we can restore it later. Now for this experiment, there are actually three other conditions where I need to calculate the flipper states, including the cell empty state. I won't make you watch me do that, so go have a smoke and I'll enter the other values.